1480 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. In a few hours, opening statements will begin in the first criminal trial ever of a former U.S. president. The first witnesses in Donald Trump's hush money trial are also expected to be called today. The Senate expected a vote this week on those funding bills passed by the House. This time, however, they will be considered as one big package. ABC's Jay O'Brien with more on what that means.
It means all of this stuff is wrapped into one bow. And so when you think about that legislation, for instance, to force a sale of TikTok away from its Chinese parent company, and if that sale doesn't happen, then the app could be banned. Right now, the choice that the Senate is facing is if it wants to vote for that aid for Israel and Ukraine, for instance, it also has to vote for that legislation aimed at TikTok.
The head of Israeli military intelligence has resigned. He is the first high-level Israeli official to step down in connection with the mistakes not anticipating the October 7th Hamas attack. This is ABC News. Groundbreaking today for a new way to get from L.A. to Sin City. A new high-speed rail line is being built to connect Las Vegas and Los Angeles. The $12 billion project promising a trip of just over 2 hours and is supposed to be done by 2028. Rockin' in Cleveland, a new class at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I'm not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Last year on the Kelly Clarkson Show, Cher expressed frustration that she's not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and said at this point, even if invited,
I wouldn't be in it now if they gave me $1 million.
Are you serious?
We'll see if she sticks to her guns. She's in now. The 2024 class just announced. It also includes Mary J. Blige, Foreigner, Peter Frampton, Dave Matthews Band, Kool & the Gang, Ozzy Osbourne, and A Tribe Called Quest.
Microphone check, 1, 2.
Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
And on this Earth Day, Hong Kong is now putting a ban in place on single-use plastic. Straws, stirrers, plastic plates, forks, and knives, all banned from restaurants. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Most of us agree that every Wisconsinite deserves affordable health care. California mega millionaire Eric Hovde does not. Hovde said he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, quote, in its entirety. What? The Affordable Care Act protects people from insurance companies refusing coverage for pre-existing conditions and stops them from dropping your coverage if you get sick. If Eric Hovde got his way, millions of Americans could get hit with increases in their healthcare premiums of 20% or more. Millions more could lose coverage altogether. Hovde even spoke out against parents helping their kids by keeping them on their health insurance plans until they turn 26. Now that might be okay for Eric Hovde. His businesses have raked in millions of dollars in handouts. But it doesn't cut it for hardworking Wisconsinites and our families. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him we support lower health care costs. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers will be able to participate in a lawsuit seeking to reverse the Wisconsin Supreme Court's 2-year-old ban on absentee ballot drop boxes. The case could make a big difference in Wisconsin's elections this year. The court's 4 liberal justices granted Evers' motion to intervene Thursday. Fewer Wisconsin voters say undocumented immigrants working in the United States should be able to stay and apply for citizenship. 49% today compared to 67% 4 years ago.
The political rhetoric has changed this year with Donald Trump's simple statement that he would like to deport all immigrants in the U.S. illegally. And he's talked extensively about that.
Marquette University Law School poll director Charles Franklin. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The Brewers sweep the Cardinals. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and the Cardinals scoreless in the top of the seventh when Owen Miller, raised in Wisconsin, came to the plate. Jeff Levering with the call on Bally Sports.
Line drive base hit, Owen Miller. That'll score 2. The local kid, Owen Miller, delivers for the Brewers.
The The Brewers held on to win 2-0 to take 3 in a row in St. Louis. Miller says at first they threw nothing but curveballs.
Yeah, I mean, I was just trying to get something that I can handle. But when there was a position that we could score some runs, I'm glad I could come up big there and just get a piece of it and shoot it out to left.
The Crew opens a 4-game set tonight in Pittsburgh. NBA, Damian Lillard scoring 35 points in the first half to lead the Bucks to a decisive 109-94 win over the Pacers. Lillard on winning game one of the 7-game playoff series.
I think anytime you come out and you're able to get that first one off the board, I think you gain a little bit of confidence from it.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly cloudy today, becoming windy, and clouds will increase by later this afternoon. Our high 64, wind southwest, gusting to around 30. Tonight, windy, scattered showers, 49. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, scattered showers, or a thunderstorm at a high of 67. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we celebrate Earth Day and talk about all the ways we can help protect Wisconsin's precious resources. And a round of 3 headlines and a lie, don't miss it.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on air.
Mad Radio, 92.7 WMDX, John and Courtney for a Monday morning. How you doing? Hey, rise and shine, shake a leg, up and at 'em, top of the morning to you. It is currently 42 degrees. We have clear skies. It's going to be a beautiful day in Madison.
Yeah, it's going to be
Yeah.
What is this?
62 will be your high today.
This is horrible.
I can hear you. Wait, is there something wrong?
Well, it sounds kind of muddy, doesn't it?
I guess a little bit.
It sounds a little bassy.
What did they do over the weekend?
Sorry, muddy and bassy. This is not. This isn't the typical sound, is it?
I don't know. Oh, you don't have the lights,
John,
on.
Do I have to come in there? Do I have to wrangle the microphones again?
Let's try the other microphone over there. You want to try that one?
Yeah.
Let's pull that one over.
Okay. Hello. That's better.
Is it?
This is like, what the hell is wrong with this thing?
Can we get...
Maybe somebody went into the cone of silence but didn't come back out.
Let me just take
that over there and put that out of the way.
Wow.
Rearranging the furniture once again.
That's what we do every Monday morning. These kids come in over the weekend. You know, we try to tell them, don't play with the furniture, don't move things around, don't spill any coffee or soda or whatever it is you're drinking up here.
That's crazy stuff. I mean, now this is a real microphone. I have no idea what that was.
God. It did sound a little different.
Just a little different.
It sounded a little bassy.
Wow.
Like Count Basie.
It sounded like somebody stuffed rags in my mouth. Which, you know, maybe that's what people want to do. But...
Maybe.
Or maybe somebody right next to me wants to do it.
Nah, I wouldn't say that. Not yet. It's only 8 minutes past the hour.
Okay, I'll work on that.
Yeah. No, that sounds much better.
Yeah. Yeah,
we're in good shape now. Right. It's Monday, April 22nd. Wow. Did you have a good weekend? Everybody doing okay?
Yeah, it's a fantastic weekend. Did you have one? I mean, it was really ice cold, you know, bundled up, couldn't go outside. It was too cold to go outside.
What are you talking about?
It was just kind of a nightmare. You had set us up on Friday, say, oh, it's going to be a fantastic weekend, nice and sunny, it's going to be fantastic. No, it wasn't. It was just, you know, miserably cold.
I don't think so. I think you're mistaken. I think it was just fine.
Really?
I had a good weekend. Friday night, I watched the replay of Billy Joel.
Yes,
that was a wonderful concert.
You
loved that. I urged you to tune in to see what you were talking about last week.
I forgot about it.
Okay.
You know, I love Billy Joel.
Wait a minute. No, you don't.
No,
you hate him.
No, I really hate him. You know,
why would you?
syrupy.
Okay.
Just.
It was a great performance, great show.
Maybe
he has
I
all those
say
hits.
Anything, you know?
No, you're
you know, people
fine.
Don't want to hear what I have to say about Billy Joel.
You can say anything you want
you
about
sure?
Billy
because,
Joel or
you know,
anything.
If I get on my soapbox, yeah. It'll just anger everybody.
Oh, you love this song, right?
God.
This was the only hit that he had that he didn't play in, on this concert.
Sam and I agree on this.
I don't
one.
Know.
Isn't that sloppy?
No, I think it's like
just syrupy slop.
Objectively, I think it's a good song. I just don't love it that much.
It's a breakup song, really.
But it doesn't matter. It came out at a time when all the music sounded like this, with that horrible organy something or other. God, I just
it's actually a Fender.
Stop it! I had to play that
it's
song.
It's just what it was in the 70s, John.
Oh God!
It's a Fender Rhodes piano, I think. With a lot of
it's
reverb.
Just terrible.
Yeah.
I'm glad you identified it.
I
maybe it's
well, you asked.
We can burn out on some baseball field sometime. Just like Steve Dahl did with disco music.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, the disco
finally
demolition.
Put an end to that sound, that organy piano, whatever you called it. God, it's just awful.
Okay.
We had to suffer through that for years. Oh my God. And then it was Michael McDonald. Right?
Oh, really? Now you're going to hit Michael McDonald?
Oh, he's one of the worst generic singers ever.
Oh, no, he has a unique voice. Are you kidding?
He should have just done toothpaste commercials and just left it at that.
Wow, what got into you this weekend? Really? Was it
well,
that tough?
No, yeah, no,
really?
it wasn't
okay?
that tough. Yeah, no, I'm fine.
What? Okay. Sam, how was your weekend?
Let's talk to somebody happier right
good.
Now.
Yeah,
you seem
yeah.
a little draw on
the,
edge
draw
already.
Draw the attention away from John. My weekend was pretty good.
Yeah,
good.
Sophia's play, Orlando, at UW Theater opened up, so I went to see it a couple times. I also started patching some rust on my car, but it turned out to be way, way worse than I thought. So
really?
Yeah.
There Did you was, get some Bondo?
No, I'm trying to do it correctly and actually weld metal in. So for most of the weekend there was a large hole in my back seat. But that's fixed now.
You got the
rusty hole.
Yes.
Okay, but yes. You thought it was not as bad and it turned out to be a really bad situation.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
So where'd you get the metal to weld into
Menards?
Place?
where would I have gotten
it? I don't know.
Steal a road sign? Here.
So yeah. Did you have to shape it or anything usually?
Yeah, cut it and shape it a little bit.
You get the welder out?
Yeah.
With your welding helmet.
Yeah. Welding helmet.
Yeah, nice. Yep. Good.
I'm just asking.
Yeah.
When
are we going to get to drive the VW?
We could do it right after the show. If you wanted. There's not a back seat in it right now, but.
So one at a time.
I'd leave the driving up to him.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
There must be a secret, right? You hit the dash a few times and then it starts.
I mean, it's pretty self-explanatory. It's a little goofy, but yeah.
You flip a switch to start it? Is that how?
See, now there is a
like
trick.
A toggle
to,
switch?
There is a trick to starting it.
Yeah.
It's theft protection.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's hot-wired. Right. Okay. Well.
Well, it sounds like fun so far.
Yeah. How long have you had that project car?
Since the beginning of 2017.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, things are progressing.
Yeah.
6 years, seven years. That's good.
Like I said, it's difficult to make any changes to that beautiful piece of machinery that you have. I mean, it's got all that personality. You don't want to take away any of the scars.
No.
Any
no.
of the patches.
You love it just the way you are.
Exactly.
Okay, bring it home. Thank you. I'll be here all week. Try the veal. 13 minutes past the hour. And what kind of day is it in the National Day Calendar Day world?
All right. Let's see if we can identify the fake day.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Is it National Jelly Bean Day? Could it be National Hula Hoop Day? Is it National Girl Scout Leaders Day? Or is it National Earth Day? Which day does not belong?
It's John not. Peterson. It's not National Earth Day today.
It is National Earth Day today. So there you go. You were wrong. It is National Earth Day.
I knew that.
It is not. Well, you want to take a guess, Sam?
No, you go for it.
Do you know it?
I, Yeah, I did. I do, and I didn't look today.
Oh, well.
It's not National Hula Hoop Day.
Okay, you are correct, sir. So give yourself a shiny new dime.
Wow.
By the way, we have a new rule. If you say the word, I'll say it once, Trump, you got to put a dime in the jar. That's our way of raising some money. Because I feel sorry for the guy now.
You're right.
He's running out of money.
He's
got all these legal bills. So any little thing that it's the least we could do. I made a list. This was way at the bottom. This is the least we can do. It's just donate a couple of nickels, couple of dimes.
So you believe in equity at that point, right?
So anytime.
A little DEI for Trump.
Yep. He said it, Sam.
Oh,
he said it. There's another
dime. We're
not
going to be able to keep track of this.
Yes, we are.
This is not going
to
work.
Give Sam something to do during the show when he's...
Yeah. Well,
he's not that busy.
No, he's never busy.
When we're talking, we're talking, and he's just sitting. Okay. So we're up to 20 cents now for Donald Trump. Okay. Oh, I said it again. Oh, no, that's on me. Okay. John, you all right? You seem a little verklempt.
Verklempt?
Seem a little off.
Well,
you must have had a tough weekend.
We're watching the fiasco that's going on at Columbia University.
Yeah, this is really
the
weird.
Arrests. What is it? It says here, rabbi to Columbia University students go home for Passover.
Yeah.
You know, this thing is, this is McCarthyism all over again. It's just irritating to me, completely uncalled for. This is censorship. This is a way to destroy the First Amendment. I don't even know where to go with it. It's upsetting to me. I mean, this isn't anti-Semitism. This is of the First Amendment, basically.
If the students,
this is it.
Why are the students protesting on Columbia University's campus? They set up an encampment, right?
They're supporting the Palestinians.
Okay. Yeah. And
you can't protest anymore in this country.
Apparently.
You can't do it.
Yeah.
They make up a name. They call it anti-Semitism or racism or whatever it is. Mm. And then they tag you with it. And then you get arrested.
Yeah.
And these students are suspended. Are you kidding me? This is they're protesting peacefully and they're getting suspended.
Yeah.
This is just not working out. And all of this is spurred on because the Columbia president appeared in front of Congress and was interviewed, and she promised that they were going to take care of this. This is not their policy. They're going to crack down on this. And boy, did they. They brought in the local police.
Yeah.
They hauled these students out, arrested them, and then suspended them.
Yeah.
And it's just completely... I don't even know where to go with it. I mean, if this happened in the 60s, wow. In fact, you can see it's blown up.
Yeah, it is.
Because of the arrest.
Yes.
This just made everything worse.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's headline news this morning, and we're watching it kind of unfold as we're on the air.
I had this story last week. This is what the college Columbia College student body president started sobbing, completely shocked when she heard that the New York Police Department had moved in. And here's why. Columbia's gates had been closed all week, so people only who had university identification cards could get in. So it was just students. No one from outside came in. And it was a peaceful protest, she said, and people are furious, but the fear didn't make the crowds dwindle. The administration's move has only fueled the fire, she said.
Yeah. So we're watching that unfold
morning. It is unfolding.
Okay. It is 18 minutes past the hour. We're going to come back and take a look at the history books. And also, there's a new Wisconsin license sticker program.
Yes.
We're going to find out about
that. I'll tell you all about that.
Coming up.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Your chance to win a distribution deal, be a co-headliner, get discovered, and learn more about the music business is back with Wisconsin Dells Music Summit, May 10th and 11th at the Chula Vista in Wisconsin Dells. Our celebrity panelists have worked with great musicians, producers, and artists like Drake, Adam Levine, Rihanna, Usher, Pussycat Dolls, and more. Learn key aspects from top industry professionals as they give once-in-a-lifetime advice to stay on top of the technology, laws, and trends in the music business. This event will include beat battles, ciphers, collective panel discussions, Q&A segments, and breakout rooms for masterclass teachings. You'll want to have your talent ready to share on an MP3, WAV file, or QR code for this resume-building opportunity. Ticket sales on Eventbrite February 1st. Packages include overnight stay at the Chula Vista, water park passes, and admission to the Wisconsin Dells Music Summit May 10th and 11th. Call 608-516-4354 or email wisconsindellsmusicsummit@gmail.com with questions.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lawball Show.
Whoa, oh mercy, mercy me. Oh, things ain't what they used to be now. Where did all the blue skies go? Poison is the wind that blows from the north and south and east. Whoa, mercy, mercy me.
Mad Radio WMDX, 92.7 all FM at 1580 AM. This is the capital city, Madison, on the John and Gordy Show, broadcasting live from State Street. Mm-hmm. And it is another beautiful, fantastic morning, and maybe, my God, maybe, it'll be a little warmer today than it was over the weekend.
It wasn't that bad. We'll get up to 62 today. It was chilly and breezy. It's getting a little...
Overnight,
get breezy.
It went below 32.
Right. I had a little frost on the windshield this morning. So watch out for that. Get the scraper out early. Put it in the microwave. Warm it up.
It's stalking you out there.
Before we get to, you know, all the news, we've got to crack open the history book. You know, Sam worked all weekend to get the history together.
Yeah, that's right. That's all that I did this weekend was research for this moment.
So what happened on this day?
Let's take a look. Baseball history. 1876, the first National League baseball game. It wasn't the NBA at the time. I should have put the acronym on here because I don't remember it now. But
what? Okay.
The first National League that there was, they played their first game today. It was the Boston Red Caps versus the Philadelphia Athletics.
I remember it like it was yesterday. Don't you, John? It was a beautiful, gorgeous day, kind of like today.
That was really one of the nicest days that I remember.
It was one of the games of all time.
Yeah, 1876.
You know,
isn't
it interesting that they didn't have an Indian mascot at that time? Did you say the Red Caps?
Yes.
Red Caps.
The Red Caps,
Now, why wouldn't that work nowadays, right? Why not the Red Caps? Oh, wait, because of Trump.
Oh.
Oh,
Trump.
We got it. There we go.
Put another dime in the tip jar. There we go. Okay.
There we go.
The 30 cents.
Those are the Red Caps.
Really raising some funds for them here.
What else happened on today's day?
This was news to me. I'm surprised that I didn't learn about this in history class. 1889, the Oklahoma land rush begins. Prior to Oklahoma being a state, it was known as Indian Territory. It was where they had been moved to and formed a reservation.
That's right.
And then the government kind of kicked them off again, and a bunch of settlers settled on the land. Mm-hmm. And that started today in 1889, eventually leading to Oklahoma becoming a state.
Yeah.
All right.
That continued to happen.
Yeah, it did, unfortunately. More wild history. 1915, World War One. The first use of chlorine gas.
Good Lord, what were they
Not
thinking?
Good.
Yeah, it also didn't work very well because if it mixed with water vapor in the air, it neutralized the gas. So you had to use it on a dry day.
No kidding.
Yep. Wow. 1978, the Blues Brothers first appeared on SNL.
Oh,
cool.
Belushi and Aykroyd. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love the Blues Brothers. Yeah. It's one of my favorite movies. And more movies. 2001, Shrek. Shrek premieres in theaters.
That was actually a surprise hit. I like that.
Yeah,
it was a good movie.
Yeah.
Didn't expect it to be good.
No, I did not. Mm. No. premise seemed kind of ridiculous, but yeah, and you never know what you're going to get from Pixar, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That's DreamWorks, actually. Oh, but yeah, DreamWorks. The early 3D movies. Yep, DreamWorks. You didn't know what you were going to get.
Yeah, you just didn't know, and it turned out pretty nice.
Who was the voice of Shrek?
Mike Myers.
Oh, there we go.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
And that's what we got for the history books today.
That's enough.
What was Myers' character in the Austin
Thanks
Powers?
For closing the book.
You're welcome.
In the
You're
Austin
welcome.
Powers movie.
Oh, Austin Powers? He was Dr. Evil or no? The Fat Bastard?
Fat Bastard.
That was a great character.
Fat Bastard! Get inside my belly!
Yeah. What a great
something
character.
Something like that. That was I don't
really
know what good. It was.
Really, really something else. And he just abandoned that whole project after a few movies.
What's
I was
he
in,
done
right?
lately? He's off the radar completely. I think he just retired, maybe. I don't know.
I want to get to something. I think the state, had a little extra change.
Yeah.
So they thought, let's come up with some extra stickers for our license plates.
Why not?
This completely surprised me. Never saw a news story on this ever. I have a Prius.
Okay.
So they sent me stickers that has EV hybrid on it.
Okay. So it can be identified in case of an accident, perhaps?
Well, I don't know. It's kind of ridiculous, isn't it, having an EV sticker on your license plate? Who cares? Who cares? What are the police going to do with that? If they see my sticker on there, are they going to let me go because I have an EV sticker on my license plate?
No.
Are they going to look at me better? Are they going to treat me differently? What?
I think it's actually for first responders because there are certain precautions you have to take if an EV is in an accident. The battery can explode or catch on fire or something. I think there may be.
There's no explanation to why they did this.
Yeah.
All I got was the instructions on where to put it. It was like four corners on the license plate. Where do you put it?
Okay.
There was no guide with it? That's a little surprising.
Oh, there is a
guide. Right here. There's a guide right here.
Oh, I see it. Yeah. But yeah, lithium batteries can definitely start on fire and explode. Right.
So gas tanks.
Well,
like
okay.
you remember a few years ago, all of the Samsung phones that just started on fire?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, it's the same thing that can happen with a car, especially in an accident.
Mm. That's how I got my.
What?
I'm not going to say.
It's how you got what?
My wooden leg.
What?
I'm sorry.
What's that from? What are you talking about?
I don't know. I just. Both gone on fire in my pocket, destroyed my leg.
John is a pirate with a peg leg.
Absolutely.
My great grandfather had a wooden leg.
I'm sorry, man.
He was a railroad guy, and back then they didn't. He got caught in between two cars. And,
yikes!
Yeah, wow. Leg got mangled, and he had a wooden leg. They say I didn't know him. Great grandfather.
Yeah, that's awful. Okay, let me get back to the sticker, because
please.
I'm really angry about this.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Who would have expected to get angry over a simple sticker on a license plate?
Why would you care?
Why do I care? And I was trying to figure out why do they want to know I have an EV hybrid, okay? Okay. Then I'm putting the sticker on the license plate where they tell me to put it on. It's in the upper right corner of the plate as you're facing it.
Okay.
Well, guess what?
What?
That sticker goes right over a barn. A red barn in America's Dairyland. I am so angry about this. Who came up with this idea? I mean, keep the barn on our license plate. What are they, against barns now? What, are we just going to give up?
Well, they got to put the sticker somewhere.
Get rid of the barn. Oh, my gosh. There's going to be a January at the bottom of the plate in the left bottom corner.
Okay.
Then you have the year of the expiration of your plate on the right corner. And then you have EV hybrid in the upper right corner if you have a hybrid or an electric vehicle.
Okay.
John, you just got to do what all those people who don't pay attention to the rules do and put the sticker wherever they want on their license plate.
Yeah, I should have done that. Yeah.
The people who have the year sticker all over the place on their plate?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, I followed the instructions and I covered up the red barn, and I'm just not happy about it.
That's what's bothering you this morning. Okay.
That was it. Not that goofy electronic piano in Billy Joel's song.
Coming up, Trump's Playgirl contest sounds sick.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Breathing new life into an old livestock marketing facility. That's what the Equity Cooperative Livestock Sales Association's undergoing right now. I'm PM Yankee, starting you off before the opening bell on a Monday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Yeah, the announcement came down at the end of 2023 that Equity Cooperative Livestock Sales Association had acquired a livestock yard in Maquoketa, Iowa. Kurt Larson, President and CEO of Equity Livestock, explains what the facility has to offer.
It's a facility built in the 60s, built pretty state-of-the-art, pretty phenomenal office and sales arena. It's got the stadium-style seating. It'll seat about 400 people, much bigger than anything we need, but it's already there. It's, yeah, you know, pretty much ready to go. It just needs some little tweaks. You know, the big thing probably is the scale that's there is pretty well deteriorated, so it's going to need a new scale. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of our glitch point at this time is trying to get that all in place. Scales are not easy to get put in. They're not cheap, so that's going to string us out a little farther than we would have liked to be. But
Kurt Larson, President CEO of the Equity Livestock Sales Association, talking about their new acquisition in Maquoketa, Iowa. It's currently undergoing all the renovations that Kurt talked about. They're hoping that they'll be ready for livestock and buyers come this fall. Markets are next.
To help elevate Wisconsin's dairy industry, Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin has not only upheld our state's reputation for superior cheese, but they've also amplified our presence across the world. Ken Hyman, owner of Nasonville Dairy in Marshfield, shares what he's excited for the future of the dairy industry thanks to your checkoff dollars.
I see new products because we're seeing products all over the world. And as they keep coming here, as we have people who travel the world, they bring a lot of these taste things home, and this is what they're looking for. And they will pay to get that done. So what we have is we have all new products. You know, we're looking for new consumers, both here and worldwide. And we can be competitive in the world. It's all about creating demand. And honestly, Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin has done a really good job in allowing some of the smaller plants to be able to become a specialty, be able to become a lot of these niche markets that are so important to keep all of our dairy farmers alive here in Wisconsin.
To learn more, check out wisconsindairy.org.
Some nice gains on Friday as far as the cheese market was concerned. Barrel cheese gained a nickel at 166. 40-pound block cheese was up 7, 168. Double A butter stood still, 292 a pound. December corn on Friday was up 6 cents at 466. November soybeans closed the week up nearly 12 at 1161. July new crop wheat up nearly 14 cents at 566 and 3 quarters. The May Class 3 milk, which goes into cheese, up 47 cents at 1785. The June was up 49 cents at 1812 a hundredweight. There's your market update. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
Partly cloudy today, becoming windy, and clouds will increase by later this afternoon. Our high 64, wind southwest, gusting to around 30. Tonight, windy, scattered showers, 49. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, scattered showers, or a thunderstorm at a high of 67. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 34.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511wi.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511wi.gov. That's 511wi.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Spring is the best time to sell your home. The Madison Market is hot right now, so get ahead of the spring rush and list your home today with the Aaron Weber Group. Move to Madison.com is your resource with listings updated every 15 minutes. Easy and convenient virtual or in-person showings and meetings. Aaron Weber Group makes your selling experience perfect. Move to Madison.com. Rapid response, going above the ordinary, and getting you what you want. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber. Move to Madison.com. Spring is in the air.
Whether you're hanging out on State Street or hanging out on the lakes, thanks for listening. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Milk of Magnesia Light, bringing you the same great taste of Milk of Magnesia you've loved for years, but now with only half the calories of other leading laxatives.
It's always good to know. Mad Radio WMDX, 92.7 FM at 1580 AM.
And, nice start this morning. Sunshine, 42 degrees.
Pretty nice.
Highs in the low 60s. You know, I got up and was getting out, getting ready to come into the station. And about quarter to five this morning, I go out and I see a beautiful full
moon. Oh, just unbelievable.
Full moon.
Right, yeah.
Over the eastern horizon there. It was gorgeous.
I know. We should have gotten out our lunar glasses and...
Yeah, it was great.
No, it was gorgeous. Yeah. It is a full moon.
It looked like it was. Yeah.
Now, I don't believe the meteorologists when they say it's the same size moon no matter where you see it, because it looks larger.
It does look larger.
I don't care what that. Well, because you can see it next to a tree, so
no,
then
it's
it looks larger.
Illusion.
No, it's not an illusion. It is larger. It's magnified by the Earth's atmosphere.
Atmosphere. Yeah, it's magnified. Yeah.
Right?
That's right.
Okay.
We can ask Brittany Merlot a little bit later on when she joins us, our civic media meteorologist.
Okay, on Friday.
She can explain it.
We revealed to everyone here on the show
right.
that Taylor Swift surprisingly came out with a double album instead of
a single.
What a
shocker.
It's a moment I'll always remember.
It was great. Okay, yeah, it was really
what a moment in time.
I kind of teared up myself. I was had to get the tissues going.
I mean,
so good.
Yeah. I didn't even know they
She's
made
so
albums
good.
Anymore, but they had a double album.
How did she do
was
it?
Was it a double CD or extra long CD?
I don't know.
What do they do with these albums
I
now?
Have no
okay,
idea.
It's a double album instead of a single,
vinyl.
And all of a sudden.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, they find a song on there with lyrics that are, a little controversial.
Really?
They say, anyway.
No kidding.
You know, I never thought they were, but it's track 23.
Okay.
It's called I Hate It Here on the Tortured Poets Department, the anthology album. Mm-hmm. And Swift says she wants to live in the 1830s. And here's the lyrics. See what you think. My friends used to play a game where we would pick a decade we wished we could live in instead of this. I'd say the 1830s, but without all the racists and getting married off for the highest bid. Hmm. And there you go. That's the quote.
That's it.
And then, some critics say that the lyrics minimizes the struggle at that time, even without even mentioning racism at the point of slavery, right?
Mm.
So anyway, here's one person said, my interpretation of Taylor Swift wanting to live in the 1830s has to do with the lack of environmental regulations and how economical it would be to run a private jet at that time. There you go. Always the private jet streams. I got it.
I wonder why she picked the 1830s.
Weird, isn't it? Without racists and being married off at the to the highest bidder.
Really?
Okay, all right, we get that. But it's a strange thing, right?
Yeah,
but all of a sudden it made sense to me.
Really?
Because, yes.
Okay.
Because the next part of that line, they made it seem like a big story. Oh, that's pretty controversial there. But actually, the next part of that line goes, nostalgia is a mind's trick. If I'd been there, I'd hate it. It was freezing. in the palace, which I don't know what that means. But anyway, it kind of puts it in context. She wouldn't like it.
Yeah. Oh, it's, you know, she's getting deeply philosophical.
Big controversy.
She goes on.
I know.
Yeah. Well, that's why it's a double album, so she can expand her, you know, her lyrics and, you know, have longer songs and,
right,
you know, really reach out there and try to go deep.
Well, thank gosh, you know, she was able to release the double album without any hiccups or problems like Billy Joel had during his live concert.
Well, it was CBS that screwed up. Somebody punched the wrong button in master control.
Somebody who likes Billy Joel as much as I do.
Yeah, right. That's probably. Do you have any relatives that work at CBS? Maybe it was one, you know, a brother or a cousin.
Oh, I wish. Oh, I wish.
What's your cousin Jeff Cesario up to? The former comedian. Maybe he's working in a control room. CBS.
You know, Turns out the entire Peterson family actually hates Billy Joel.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Now, you know, ever since we interviewed Jeff Cesario the old station out in Sun Prairie, I never heard from him again.
He's your cousin.
That was it.
Right?
He put his time in. He talked to me for a few seconds, and that was it.
He was...
Wow. We're a close family.
He was getting on a lot of TV shows in the 90s.
He was. And he was a writer.
And he was kind
of a lot of writing.
He was into sports, so he did sports comedy, kind of, right?
Yeah.
Didn't he do sports banquets guy, and that kind of thing? Yeah.
Yeah.
He was really good. We should try to contact him.
I think he did a Marv Albert impression.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that was big for a while. Yeah. All right. You know, we've been talking about... the former president, because he's back in the news again, right?
Yes, now we can't say his name.
No. If we say his name, you got to throw another dime in the tip jar.
Yeah, that reminds me. You said it right before we went to break.
Oh, yeah. So here we go. Throw another dime in there.
Really?
Yeah. It should be adding up, but I don't hear any other coins in there. We're going to have to alter that a little.
We'll have to go to the construction site down the street and get some slugs.
Okay. So
slugs?
Yeah. You don't know where slugs are?
What do you mean? What do you mean?
Like
a piece of metal or something?
The electrical boxes they put in the walls.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they punch out these slugs so they can run wire into the
box. Yeah. Use those as coins. Yep. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
And send those to him.
Back in the day, if you found the right kind of slug, you could throw it in the toll booth.
Yeah.
And instead of a quarter.
That's right.
And it would work. But
they figured that one out
pretty quickly. Okay, so you have a story there about the former orange president. Well, he stole orange, but the former president, right?
I do.
Are you reluctant to get into that?
You know,
or
now that we have to put a dime in the record machine, or the
all right, well. You want to suspend the rules for a minute?
No, let's go to this one. This is a tough one. This is a tough one.
All right.
And it's a fun story, too.
Are we talking about the same thing? This one or that one? Okay. All right.
Yes.
Just making sure.
It's a fun story.
Okay.
In 1990, Playgirl magazine, and I'm sure a lot of women used to buy Playgirl all the time because they had a male centerfold. Yeah. I get it.
Remember, you know? Burt Reynolds was in that one time.
Yes. He put Playgirl on the map.
Yeah, he did.
He did. Yeah. But they still didn't show anything.
No.
Okay. But anyway, they had a contest, Sleep with Donald Trump. They did. And this was just revealed from Snopes that this is a true rumor. It did happen. Playgirl ran a Sleep with Donald Trump contest in the 1990s.
How is this just coming out now? I mean,
you know, I don't know
30
why.
Years ago.
Yeah, they're trying to dig stuff up, you know, to maybe hurt Donald Trump.
Mm. Well,
Donald Trump and and his campaign.
Okay.
I think I said it twice there.
Okay.
We're going to be counting.
All right. We'll suspend the rules.
There's two there. Okay.
Right, we're maybe when we have a,
the rules. When,
yeah, suspend when we the have rules a, until you get through the story. And
when
then
we have a Donald Trump story,
yes,
we should suspend the rules.
Okay.
Just one dime.
All right. Per
for
story?
The story.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't want to send him a whole.
No.
Jarful.
We're making up the rules as we go along. Let's
okay.
face it.
All right. So, anyway, Snopes found this out, and he finally revealed it. In 2020, Trump and his first wife, Ivana, were in the midst of their divorce around the time the photo contest was announced, and the contest claimed it picked 25 winners, one for each million of soon-to-be ex-wife Ivana's prenuptial agreement. And that's how they came up with the prize.
Wow.
Yes.
She got 25 mil.
The prize for winning the contest was, get this, this is how you sleep with Donald Trump. It was a pillowcase with Trump's face on it.
Oh.
God, what a nightmare. And a copy of Donald Trump's The Man, the Myth, and the Scandal. Hmm. See, it describes him today, doesn't it?
It does. Yeah. God. Well,
nothing's changed.
Yep. Yeah. Here he is in court, you know, today.
And I the last line in this I thought was terrific. This is in Playgirl magazine. Mm. Don't wait. A catch like Donald Trump won't stay out of someone's bed for long.
How long was Playgirl magazine in business? It didn't last long.
No, it did last.
Did it?
It did.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it you know, probably had a lifespan the same as Playboy magazine.
I don't think
as soon as everything changed, as soon as everything went online, these things didn't transfer over well.
Okay. Well, if only there were a device we could
now
look up something.
hey, Google.
Yeah.
my Google went up.
It did. Yeah, just started.
When
Thanks
did
a lot.
Playgirl magazine go out of business?
Well, when did?
Okay. Let's see here.
All right.
In August 2008, the magazine announced that it would cease publication of its print edition. The last printed issue of the magazine's initial print run was published in January, February, and sold on newsstands through March 2009. There you go. Too much information.
So it started in the late 80s or early 90s. Yeah. Yeah, that was it. Okay.
Now I'm wondering if it coincided with Playboy magazine.
I think that was around a lot longer. Seems like Marilyn Monroe was their first issue.
Right.
You know, there are a lot of collectors that collect those. They're worth a lot of money.
What
apparently.
Was Hugh Hefner's daughter's name who took over the empire?
Christine.
Yeah.
She had it for a while, but I don't know. Yeah, you don't see those anymore. They went out of business, too.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. And some of the states now are banning, I would assume, soft porn as well.
Yeah.
Well,
okay.
Well, we got to stay out of one of those states.
Are you getting into that story now? You had a story on that, didn't you, John?
I'm not going to get into that story right now. Should I? Should I?
By the way.
I don't know.
Yeah. You know that this is Fat Bird Week in Wisconsin? Fat Bird Week. This is a birding thing. Birds.
I know. I just thought, what a horrible thing to, you know, single out one bird for being fat.
No.
You know, and it's just not right. You know, to pick on them, birds have it hard enough outside.
Actually.
Dealing with the elements. And now we're just going to, you know, start calling them fat.
Actually, in the world of birds, John, a fat bird is a healthy bird, says right here. That's why fat acts as a great lightweight source of energy for these important pollinators.
Yeah.
See? That's why you have Fat Bird Week, is to recognize that this is a good thing. Many of our favorite native Wisconsin species are also migratory birds and can pack on 50 to 100% of their body weight to store up enough energy for their long journeys. You know, they migrate. They need a lot of energy.
They do. They
do. So the fat birds are healthy birds.
And they don't wear it off.
No.
Migrating.
So they're having Wisconsin Fat Bird Week. There's actually, I'll tell you more about, we're trying to get a hold of a guest to talk about this.
Yep.
So we're hopefully going to be able to do that this week. We'll keep you informed on Fat Bird Week.
Well, thank you. I know there are a bunch of fat birds. It's not just one bird that's fat.
Well, they're actually having a bird off.
A bird off.
Well, they've chosen 8 chubby contestant birds.
Yes.
That are going to compete in a single elimination bracket style tournament. The first round of voting actually started on Friday. Voting will remain open for 48 hours. Well, so it's closing now. It closed Sunday. So the following rounds, they have more rounds, so you can still get in on this. Just look for the Great Wisconsin Birdathon or Fat Bird Week, and you'll see all about it. It's put on by the Natural Resources Foundation of Wisconsin.
And then they have a bird shoot right after that.
They don't have a bird shoot.
Why would you shoot a songbird, John?
Well, it's fat.
Like, you like a fat bird?
Excuse me.
Like a turkey or something?
Cute, you know?
This is a fundraiser. It's a good thing.
Big fat birds.
Taking this in a bad direction. This is all for, you know, science and ecology, no, it's, and conservation.
It's kind of cool. I did not, you know, before this, I did not know they had fat birds, and they were allowed to call them fat.
Again, we're working on getting a special guest in here to tell us all
about
it.
Seems a little insensitive, but we'll talk to her about that.
6:48. When we come back, coming up, Dozo the Clown.
That's right.
Oh, no.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Make Music Madison chapter is one of the oldest in the U.S. The free music event happens on the summer solstice, June 21st. And in 2023, the Madison chapter also set a record for the most musicians and shows, 700. Here's Make Music Madison director, Mary Rose Eckberg.
We had the largest, the most number of events, the most number of performances of any chapter in the United States. So we'll see if we can top that this year.
Registration is open now, and you can take part by playing or hosting a show or simply supporting those who do. But there's a deadline, too.
June 1st is the deadline for registration officially.
Learn more and sign up at the website makemusicmadison.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Mad Radio, WMDX, 92.7 FM.
Why are we playing this again?
And 1580 AM, because it's such a great song. From
David Rose,
David
the
Rose.
Stripper?
Yep, the stripper, yep.
Oh, because the Playgirl story we just had. Okay.
Exactly, all yes, right. Yes. And it was my class song. I did, believe it or not, the
what?
High school allowed this thing to be our class song.
What high school did you go to?
Hamilton High School on the south side of Milwaukee.
Okay.
Why and would this be I don't know how they even came up with this ridiculous. I thought this when I was a kid. I thought, yeah. What? Why would they let?
What was your problem
this class,
like?
You know what? Sadly,
yeah.
No one did any stripping at the time when that song came on. They just went out and hit the dance floor.
Remember streaking?
Streaking?
That was
yes.
a thing right around that
oh, yeah,
time,
yeah.
right? Yeah, where people just,
it?
You know, threw off their clothes and a whole bunch of
yeah.
people just run down the street or something, you know,
yeah.
just run around naked for a few minutes.
That's right.
Streaking. Yeah, Ray Stevens had that song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ray Stevens.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, what happened to him?
Novelty
huh?
songwriter.
Mr. MAGA. Yikes.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
He turned right wing badly.
Mm. Okay.
I think 9/11 did that to him.
Could have been.
Who all knows? Right. But anyway, yeah.
Who knows?
A bad
okay.
thing. All right. What we're going to talk about?
Dozo. Dozo the Clown.
Dozo the Clown. Now, see, we can say that without having to contribute a dime.
Yeah. To
right?
our orange, the orange great ones is political campaign. We're going to donate this to the political kid because he's struggling. He really is. They're out of money. Let's face
I know.
It. They don't have any money.
I know. And well, certainly he'll need as much as he can get, especially in dimes.
We're just doing what we can.
Yeah.
You know, just helping out.
So anyway, Dozo is now being called Don Snorleone. The Nod Father.
Oh man.
Man, I'll tell you. Yeah, Sleepy okay. Joe is not strong enough anymore.
Mm.
It's the Nod Father.
The Nod Father.
Don Snorleone.
That is really good. So he's trying to get money from other Republican candidates, right? That's one of the things that's happening.
Yes, and that's what he's trying to do.
Yeah.
The campaign's outreach basically took the form of, a nice shop you got there. Shame it. You know, it's possible if something could happen to it.
Right.
So anyway, this is actually, you have the Untouchables theme downloaded there, don't you?
Like the TV show?
Yeah.
Yes.
I'll go find
it. No, it's on the, I gave it to you in the clips.
Okay.
I gave it to you in the downloaded clips that I gave you this morning. Okay. It should be right there.
All right.
It's a long version. It's like 2 minutes long. It's at the end of the show. They have credits that you wouldn't believe.
Do they have the announcer that talks like this?
No, they don't have. Walter Winchell.
Walter Winchell.
Yeah. You got it? Okay, let's play it.
All right.
Okay. The campaign's outreach took a nice shop in it. So here we go. The Trump campaign is asking down ballot candidates who use his name, image, and likeness in fundraising appeals to give at least 5%.
5%.
Any split that is higher than 5% will be seen favorably by the RNC. So says Don Snorleone, the Nod Father.
5%?
Yes.
Just going to take that right out of their pockets.
I get that. I mean,
anybody that wants to use his name in their commercial, other candidates.
This is a guy who isn't in power right now.
Right.
He's just a candidate, and he controls the entire mega party. Every Republican in this country, and they're afraid of him, and they probably will pitch in the 5% to use his name in their campaign ads. This is incredible. It is mind-expanding. If we could just get, something delivered to the studio, we could just smoke it
Some mind-expanding substance?
Maybe this will go better. maybe I'll just be able to understand all of this. Guy is not the president, okay? And it's just incredible that he has this kind of control. Don Snorleone.
Well, the MAGAs still think he's president, and they believe that he, the whole last vote was bogus.
Yeah.
And so they still treat him like the president.
They do treat him like that.
And
that's
he
ridiculous.
Treats them like, his flock.
His flock.
Well, we'll see what happens today, because he's back in court today, and they're supposed to have an opening argument.
Yes.
So, keep an eye on that.
A little bit later on, we're going to talk about Eric Hovde again.
Okay.
The stand-up comedian running for a Senate seat against Tammy Baldwin.
Well, again, if he uses, the Dozo the Clown's name, he's, Hovde's got a lot of money. He, 5% is nothing to him.
Oh, yeah.
He'll just write that check.
Right. Yeah, write that check out, will you? Just write it
Why
out.
Why not? Why not?
Oh, man.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Hey, coming up this Wednesday, we will be at Short Stack Eatery right down the street here on 301 West Johnson at the corner of Johnson and State. And we hope to have some special guests.
I hope so. One of these days, they might just stop.
John Erpenbach, he's in. I don't know if he'll come this Wednesday, but John Urban, Vicky McKenna, these are all people that we would have invited to stop by. Okay. You never know who could show up.
Let's get to Marjorie Taylor Greene real quick. I think we have a few moments here that we can get to this. I believe former Representative Ken Buck suggested Greene was so motivated to amass social media followers that she was willing to spread pro-Putin propaganda. Say that fast five times. Moscow Margie is focused now on this Ukraine issue and getting her talking points from the Kremlin and making sure. Well, we'll listen to Moscow Marge right now.
Is this cut 112?
Yep.
I'm afraid we don't have time, John.
Oh, no. Oh, what happened? She wants to get rid of the House Speaker.
Yeah.
Yeah, she brought that up again.
I think she's going to have a hard time doing it. Because Mike Johnson went around her and got the support that he needed to pass very important bills, funding for Israel, for Ukraine.
Yeah, that passed over the weekend. Right. He got some Democrat support in that.
Absolutely.
To make that happen.
So now
they're not happy about that. The Republicans are pissed off.
Well, the Green group, but it's not. I don't think it's going to happen.
No.
I don't think they're going to get enough people to oust him out.
Ain't going to happen. Ain't going to happen.
Eric
right.
Hovde's coming up next hour, and we'll finish with the Moscow Marge story.
And we've got some Joe stories, some Joe Biden stories. This one from Lindsey Graham coming up.
It's a good one.
Yep.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX, Pete Schwabba.
On the next show, we celebrate a famous Wisconsin tradition. You guessed it, polka music. And Wisconsinology's Frank Anderson joins the show.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.